You're listening to KNKX, and in this social media age, sharing your innermost feelings online is expected. But one Seattle artist decided to try something different, something decidedly low-tech. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
On the grounds of the Seattle Center, not far from the Space Needle, Xavier Lopez attached a dozen or so empty bottles to a wire fence. There was a holder with paper and pencils and a sign that read, "Write a message to the future." Lopez says from the very beginning, his Message in a Bottle exhibit was a hit.
I remember the first day I came back and I was like, oh my gosh, there's 10 of them. Oh my gosh, there's 30. I was like, holy cow. And then it just like exploded from there.
The exhibit ran for 3 months from February to May. By the time it ended, Lopez had collected thousands of notes. He says the timing just seemed to be right.
We had just had the election. We had a chance for people to sort of write about the things that they're going through.
So what did people write? Believe it or not, we may never know. Xavier Lopez says he deliberately created a safe space for people to say whatever they wanted, and
it seems to me like it would be unfair for me then to somehow use those messages or expose those messages or in any way judge them.
Now, Lopez acknowledges he did sneak a peek and read about 10 of them. He says, and this might surprise you, every single one was positive, with phrases like, don't give up and things will get better.
It filled me full of hope in humanity, which was really nice and completely not what I was expecting.
For now, most of the messages from the bottles remain unread in bags in Lopez's closet. He is considering a sequel to his exhibit, one that might make use of the notes people wrote to the future. So stay tuned. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.
Message in the bottle. Message in the bottle. Message in the bottle.